standing by, hopefully sitting by, in Adelaide, Australia, and he said he's got some great stuff tonight, as always is the case. You can find all these archived for your listening edification on the right-hand side of my page, your page, down low. You'll find it down there under Featured Stories. Of course, you can go to David's site at reversespeech.com, which is a repository for this incredible technology. It's been around for over 30 years now, thanks to David. Welcome back. We got a busy night, huh?
Yeah, we do, Jeff. Got lots of stuff for you tonight. Some on Hillary and Trump and Tariq Farag, who was on your show.
Dr. Farag, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a look at him.
And, very good.
Yeah, that should keep us all busy for a while. So who do you want to start?
Yeah. First of all, is Hillary still alive?
Oh, last time I heard she was. I don't know.
I mean, she may be walking and talking, but I'm not convinced this woman is one of the human race. She is just really weird. Yeah, I know she's sick. Yeah. But this woman is, she's crazy, David. I really think there is evidence from what she's been saying and doing to suggest that she is suffering early onset or later onset. She's 70, almost. Yeah. Dementia. Perhaps Alzheimer's, certainly possibly Parkinson's. There are a number of neurological issues, and I don't think these stem from falling and hitting her head and having a blood clot. She had a history of clotting before that. I think she fell because she's seriously ill with something. So the first debate is the 26th, and then two in October, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'll be all over it, I can tell you.
No, yeah. Can't wait. This is going to be really something. They found out today that she ordered a whole bunch of staff cell phones, bashed to pieces with hammers, so there was no evidence, and that she did this under subpoena, which is a felony. The woman is a criminal.
She's crazy. She's insane. Yeah, all right, well, let's start with Hillary then. All right, now these were found by my lady in Canada, so she asked me to say hello to her and all her friends listening. So, hi, everyone in Canada.
Very good.
Okay. So, here we go. Hillary Clinton. I think a lot of these are from the speech she just did in Reno, so I believe.
Do you know about that? There's a controversy about that speech. I think it was at Truckee Community College or something. Unusual venue. She's not pulling big crowds, but it was suggested that at the end of the speech, there's a what the heck was it? It was an 8 or 10 second delay, and that there was some talk that she was using a green screen, that they covered something up.
Huh? I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, please.
All right. Okay. So here we go.
The young people in America today are the most open, diverse, and connected generation.
Okay, so she's speaking quite positively, but back she says, did the crime, and I'll be quiet. Hear that one okay?
Oh, yeah.
Nice and clear there.
So the crime would be, did the crime, and I'll be quiet. What is that? Win the election, and I'll be quiet? What is the crime? What is she talking about?
I think the crime is her whole life. It's everything she's been involved in. I mean,
right.
It's a scandal, it's Benghazi, and the list goes on and on and on. And it's obviously on her mind, and while she's praising young people forward, backwards we have a completely reversals that's totally off the topic, and she's not going to talk to anyone about it.
Oh, so she's all right. I've done all these crimes, and I'm not saying nothing. I'm just denying everything. Yeah.
Press conference for 271 days now, I think it is.
So
it's irrelevant to what she's saying forward. It's what's on her mind.
That's incongruent, and it's dominating her subconscious thought process. The amount of lies that she is spewing are overwhelming.
Exactly correct. Oh, okay. See, we talk about lies. Listen to this one. This is a recipe. This reversal is classic pathological liar symptoms. So here we go.
deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this, as we have so many of these other false accusations.
Oh, gee, I don't know where that's from, but she says backwards, I have never lied in my head.
I have never lied in my head.
I have never lied in my head.
Hear that?
Oh, yeah.
In my head.
That is scary weird.
That is really scary weird. That's pathological. I mean, this is a woman, she's tormented. She's got so many things going on inside of her head. I'm surprised she's even walking. And she's justifying herself. You know, I'll be quiet. I'm not going to say anything. I've never lied in my head. You know, in other words, she believes her own lies.
David, she believes this at the subconscious level. She is one sick woman.
I know.
This is dangerous sick. Wow.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what I thought when I found that, well, when I heard that reversal. And listen to this one. This is sick too. Listen to the forewords on this one.
White students held up Trump signs and taunted Latino players on the opposing team with chants of build the wall and speak English.
No, she's talking about Trump people putting up signs, and she says it was really funny. Oh, it was real funny. I'm sorry. It was real funny.
Let me point something out. This is at Truckee. I believe it was Truckee Community College. This woman hadn't made many appearances, and this was an odd one, a strange venue. She does not, that second one, the forward speech with the sound on it, you were saying, where did that sound come from? That sounded so surreal to me. It was weird. Her cadence was way down. The tone of her voice was almost, it didn't have any modulation in it, very little. The same with this one. You heard her voice have a little bit of gravelly crackiness in it from being tired. This is one tired woman. Would you play the second one forward again and just listen? It's creepy. It sounds like the soundtrack from some sci-fi movie.
This is the second one. I have never lied in my head.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here we go.
Take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this, as we have so many of these other false accusations.
Oh, my gosh. What a woman. Oh, my. And here's the verse again. I have never lied in my head.
I have never lied in my head.
Wow.
I have never lied in my head.
That's just pathological.
I have never lied in my head.
I mean, the forward is creepy as hell. The reverse is shocking, because remember, for you newcomers, the subconscious mind cannot and does not lie. It tells its truth. That's her subconscious mind. That's truly pathological. She is really deranged. Oh, my.
Case study of pathologicalism, if there's such a word as pathologicalism.
But did you hear the modulation and the tone of her voice? It was... It sounded like she was on some kind of heavy medication of some kind. I don't know. It's everything she says is a recorded soundbite. Just remember that. There's no extemporaneous stuff coming from this woman to speak of. Very little.
Yep. Okay, here she is praising the United States.
And God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. God bless the United States of America. Here she says, sell God.
Sell God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's using God for her own purposes. Sell God. Oh, yeah.
God bless you, United States of America. Sell God.
Do you hear? Listen, David, also. Now, we've heard Hillary speak, all of us, for a long time. There's no resonance. There's no strength in the bottom of that voice. It's very thin. It goes upscale, and this is the end of her speech. But listen, there's no mass to that voice. It's thin. This is a voice of someone who's very sick And you get the idea, I did, the feeling that she just, everything she could put out to get through that last bit to get the hell off stage.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Here, we'll play it again.
And God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Sell God.
Sell God.
Sell God.
Yeah.
Wow. But do you hear how weak she sounds?
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, she does indeed. All right, here she is having Donald Trump.
Would she even have a place in Donald Trump's America?
And backwards, much blood is here, using the word that Ted Cruz used. I think she's getting beaten up in this election campaign. She says that Trump can't handle the riggers. I don't think she can handle the riggers.
Oh, no. She can't. And that was an interesting self-descriptive admission. She's losing a lot of blood. In other words, life force, her health.
Yep.
Wow.
And here she thinks she's on the way out.
And we cannot get to where we need to be unless we move forward together and stand up against prejudice and paranoia and prove again that America is great because America is good.
Oh, God.
No, she says that's what say goodbye next.
Say goodbye next.
Say goodbye next.
There we go.
Say goodbye
next. Was this by any chance right near the end of her speech and her subconscious is saying, say goodbye next and you're out of here. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I didn't do the tape, so I don't know. You know, I've just got the sound.
It sounds like a wind-up kind of a statement.
Yeah, that could be so. Yeah, here, let's play it again.
Say goodbye, Ness.
Yep.
Say goodbye, Ness.
Yeah, let's listen to the four, see if she's rounding up.
And we cannot get to where we need to be unless we move forward together and stand up against prejudice and paranoia.
Yeah, she's wrapping up. Yeah. Wrapping up, say goodbye next. Okay, all right, well, that's fair enough. Yep, okay. Oh, here we have her in a little bit of a congruent reversal. Congruent. Here we go.
But the hate burns just as bright. And now Trump is trying to rebrand himself as well. But don't be fooled.
And she says, but now you renounced it.
Ms. Mayo, you renounced it.
Ms. Mayo, you renounced it.
Yeah. So that's a congruent reversal. She's renouncing Donald Trump. Okay.
Yeah, I think she said just now you renounced it. Just.
Oh, just now. Okay, let's play it again.
Ms. Mayo, you renounced it.
Ms. Mayo. Yeah, you're right. It is just.
Ms. Mayo, you renounced it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep. All right. Okay. Here she is. Oh, this is from the clip entitled Hillary Caught Lying Again. This is from her statement where she says she was under gunfire.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
God, what a grotesque lie. The video of her landing there is the antithesis of anything like that. She's a psycho.
And she says, they'll remember.
They'll remember.
They'll remember.
And we will indeed.
They'll remember.
And we will indeed.
Yeah. Now, do you hear her voice in that statement? It's stronger, deeper. That was some time ago. What, I don't know how long ago, but do you have a date on that?
No, I don't.
Okay. You listen to that and compare it to what we heard earlier from the Truckee Community College, if that's where she was, and I believe that's where she was.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Thin and it's just real weak compared to that. Wow.
All right, here she is again.
And you look at the diversity of our athletes.
Oh, yeah, this is in the college, yeah. Far away, disturb it. What on earth has that got to do with our athletes?
Fire away, disturb it.
Yeah, far away, disturb it.
Fire away, disturb it.
Huh. She's on another track again. Her mind's on something totally different.
What did you get in reverse? Fire away.
Disturb it. Fire away, disturb it.
Yeah, play that one more time. Let me.
Yeah, sorry.
Fire away, disturb it.
Fire away, disturb it.
Fire away,
disturb it.
Okay. Does this work? Fire away to serve it.
Okay.
Fire away to serve it.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
Fire away to serve it.
I can hear that.
Fire away to serve it.
Yeah, I can hear that.
So you fire away to serve that agenda or whatever it is she's pushing. Fire away to serve it.
Okay, so she's just shooting off her mouth is what she's doing. Right, okay, so here's the forwards.
And you look at the diversity of our athletes.
It's all fire BS.
Yeah, so she's just
flapping her gums.
Yep, that's right, just putting her shots out there. Alright, another one on Hillary.
I don't know about you, but I don't think we have a person to waste. We want to build an America where everyone has a place, where if you work hard and you do your part, you can get ahead and stay ahead. That's the basic bargain of America.
Here she says, I wish I won.
I wish I won.
I wish I won.
That's funny.
I wish I won.
That's funny.
I hope I can play that reversal after the elections on November.
Indeed. Play that along with Hillary's scared, I'm afraid, I wish I won. I've got a whole bunch of them. You could put together an hour of last rites for Hillary Clinton.
yeah, that will be a show we'll do after the election.
Yeah.
All right, here's an advert Hillary put out, and some man, the reversal is on the man in the advert.
She said, what difference does it make? They're dead.
What difference at this point does it make?
Oh, yeah, okay, so it's obviously a Trump ad.
No, that's Larry Nichols, the man.
Oh, right. Oh, well, he says, damn, is that stupid?
Damn, is that stupid?
Damn, is that stupid?
That's nice and clear.
Damn, is that stupid?
Well, he was talking, and then they played that as an example, and he commented on it, and that's Larry. That's how he feels about her, and that's what he would say about something like that. And coming from his subconscious, it makes perfect sense. He used to be with the Clintons for years and years, friends forever, and all through Arkansas, and then he quit and left them, and basically blew the whistle on them.
Okay, here's Hillary talking about George W. Bush. Well, I've just got a small clip of this forwards.
George W. Bush.
And she says back, but show me the joke.
Show me the joke.
Well, that's clear.
Show me the joke. Show me the joke.
Yeah. Show me the joke. That's what she thinks of George W. Bush. The joke. He's a joke.
I guess.
That's funny. That's a funny one.
That's funny, yeah. Here's the next one.
Senator McCain made sure they knew Barack Obama, he said, is an American citizen and a decent person. We need that kind of leadership again.
Oh, my God.
He says, the mob will come.
The mob will come.
Huh.
The mob will come.
I don't know whether they're going to come for her or Trump.
I don't know. That's interesting. That's interesting. What's the forwards again, David?
Okay, here we go.
Senator McCain made sure they knew Barack Obama, he said, is an American citizen and a decent person. We need that kind of leadership again.
She's saying that John McCain said Barack Obama was a decent person. She's hoping that she'll say it about the mob will come.
The mob will come.
It's very clear.
Yeah, it is a very clear one. Yep. All right. Here we got another one on Hillary.
Do you change your political identity based on who you're talking to?
No. I think that like most people that I know, I have a range of views, but they are rooted in my values and my experience. Yeah.
I wonder if that guy's still alive right now. He dared ask her a question like that in public. Wow.
And he said, she says, they do riot.
They do riot.
They do riot. They do riot.
I don't know. She's getting a few riots, I guess. I don't know.
No.
Next one along.
You know, my friends, this is a moment of reckoning for every Republican dismayed that the party of Lincoln has become the party of Trump.
Oh, God.
Here she says, this is their famine.
This is their famine.
Oh, yeah.
This is their famine.
Huh.
This is their famine.
Nice and clear. So universal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She really believes it. Okay. Well, I'll be bothered. All right. Okay. Next one along.
And we cannot get to where we need to be unless we move forward together and stand up against prejudice and paranoia and prove again that America is great because America is good.
And, same old said, Democrat crap. That's what it is, David. Same old crap.
Absolutely. And that we will take money is the reversal.
We will take money.
We will take money.
Yeah, there it is.
We will take money.
Okay, listen to the way she says money. Wow. And that's what she's been doing. She raised $163 million last week. I believe it was last week in fundraisers. Listen to the outrageous greed and lust for money in the way she says that.
Now listen to the reversal again. Hear it just again.
We will take money.
Oh, yeah.
We will take money.
Absolutely.
We will take money.
Jeez. Yep. That's scary. Remember, the subconscious for you newcomers is able to express emotion, and it's clear that she is lusting for money. Lusting for money. Yep. Wow. Got to play that again. I'm sorry. That is really a giveaway. That's amazing.
Yeah. All right. So here's the forwards. We'll play the forwards.
And we cannot get to where we need to be unless we move forward together and stand up against prejudice and paranoia and prove again that America is great because America is good.
We will take money.
We will take money.
Oh, my.
We will take money.
That's incredible.
We will take money.
Can you believe it? I mean, that... Yeah, well, of course you do. You know this. This is your field of brilliance. But my God. Todd, we're going to keep going. We got a whole bunch of reversals, so let's just keep going, David. That's a stunner. The emotion in that.
Yeah.
The lust, the greed, the avarice, it's just gorging on it. Ugh.
Well, there. All right. There are all the Hillary reversals. I just want to play what I think is the most important one again. It's this one. Actually, there's two I think are the most important.
Take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this as we have so many of these other false accusations.
I have never lied in my head.
I have never lied in my head.
I have never lied in my head.
Incredible.
I have never lied in my head.
One wonders what planet her head is on. Look, that is the eeriest thing. There's music in there. Some kind of weird music. And she's talking like she's using mind control on the audience. The cadence in her voice is eerie, scary, weird. That's weird, David. That is really weird to me.
I know. I knew you'd like that one.
play that again. I mean, listen. Now, friends, listen to this. There's some music in it. It's low. It's... I don't know what it's doing, but she's talking over some kind of music. I don't know where the noise is coming from, but listen to the way she's... She's instructing these people in almost an NLP kind of a cadence. It's weird.
Yeah, you're right.
Take a take a deep breath and relax and just,
NLP.
You know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this, as we have so many of these other false accusations.
Yeah, that's classic NLP.
And it crescendos at the end and goes whoomp, and that's the end of it. That's the end of the music. Now, when I ask you to play that one more time, and the reason is right in the beginning, I'm going to suggest, and we don't know where she is, we don't know the venue, if she's up on stage or standing in a group of people, tell me if you don't hear whispering, almost like it might be Huma or Uma Abedin telling her what to say, what to include in what she's going to say. Key phrase, keyword phrase. Listen for the whispering and right in the beginning, and then she responds to it. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
You're absolutely right.
Did you hear it? Before she says, take a deep breath, there's somebody whispering like an instruction.
I do hear that.
He said, take a deep breath. You can hear it.
Oh, busted. Oh, my gosh.
You.
There it is. Oh,
okay.
My God.
Okay. Now, you just heard something astounding. You heard. Now, is it the black guy, her health handler, whoever he is, the guy that told her to keep talking? And he says, he's right there. He knows she's fading, and he's saying, take a deep breath. Now, listen, and you'll hear it. That is. That's over the top. Wow.
Yeah, do it again.
Take a deep breath and relax.
And she repeats
and just, it. You know, sit back.
Oh, look at the whispers again there. She's being told what to say.
And just, you know, sit back, because you.
Yeah, anyway, it doesn't
matter. All right, David, that is really eerie. Now, remember when the guy told her to keep talking, he said, keep talking. And the second time he said it, she says, we'll keep talking.
Okay,
she repeated it.
Yeah. I know.
And she just did it again there. Now, the question is, does she have an earpiece, or is the guy standing next to her? It sounds like he's standing next to her, telling her what to say.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
What a discovery.
Oh, my God, that's incredible. Live on the air, folks. And here she is. I have never lied in my head when we just heard her do exactly that.
Man.
I have never lied in my head. I have never lied in my head.
It doesn't get any more clear than that. But I'm telling you, that forwards is, that is the weirdest, and what a revelation.
Yep.
So whoever is near her is telling her what to say at that point. No question.
Yep.
None.
Yep. Incredible. Well, my lady in Canada's just messaged me and said the guy came up to her.
So the black guy. Yeah. Ah, very good. Thank you for that. That's really important. He did. Well, we got it. We nailed it, and you found it. Good job. Great job.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Good job. All right. Let's move on to Donald Trump. Let's change the tone, shall we?
I don't know. I'm pretty creeped out. I don't know. Jeez.
This will calm you down. All right, so this is, he flew to Mexico, met with the Mexican president, came back, and gave a speech on immigration.
Oh, wait a minute, David, hold on. I got to go back to that one more time. This is too, there's another dynamic here. He's telling her what to say, but maybe he's not telling her what to say. Maybe it's just like, keep talking. Now, she said, I'll keep talking. And in this case, he said, take a deep breath. And she incorporated that into her speech.
That's right. Yeah, take a deep breath. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
She said the instruction that was given to her.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. Okay, here we go. Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath and relax.
And then she comes in with take a deep breath and relax.
She spoke. Oh, and there's that other example of on the teleprompter, that there's a word of instruction for her. And I think it's something like, what is it? you maybe you folks remember it. There's a where she's on teleprompter at an event, and in the teleprompter script it says pause or hold your hands up or something, and she reads it. She reads the instruction. She's so out of it.
Oh, no.
I'll find that.
Oh, I'm
going to
hear that. Yeah. All right, Donald Trump. Okay, so this is his big speech he gave on immigration and just a couple of nights ago. I did these rehearsals. Didn't finish the speech, unfortunately. So much to do.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So here he is.
Then we have to be prepared to talk honestly and without fear about these important and very sensitive issues.
And here he says, C blank. You'll hear the word. Starting with S, followed by free this mess.
Say shit, free this mess.
Say shit, free this mess.
And again.
Say shit, free this mess.
So, nice congruent reversal. You know, the SH is the way our immigration situation is working right now.
Oh, it's a pile of manure, and that's what he's saying. Okay, here. I found it. Well, we got time for this. Let me pull this up here.
Okay, all right.
I might have to take a minute or so to cue it. Okay, she actually reads the word. Oh! It's the word sigh.
Oh, okay.
She's supposed to sigh, and she reads it. She reads sigh. Okay, I gotta get this queued up. So she actually, and right there, she spoke her instructions, just like she did when the black guy came up and told her, keep talking. She said, keep talking, I'll cure her. So she said, I'll keep talking. So, I mean, this is really getting to be loopy. This is Twilight Zone stuff. She's like a repeating robot.
Yep.
David, this is dangerous. This is a dangerous situation. This is not a joke.
No, it's not. And this woman could be president of the United States, leader of the free world. That should be enough to scare anyone to the very core.
All right, here we go. Now, she is so tired, and looking at her face, she's exhausted here. You're going to hear her read the word that's instructing her to take a breath, to sigh, like that, whatever. Now she's going to read it. It's only a 20-second video.
Oh, it's a video, is it? Right.
Yeah. There we go.
He's attacking my faith. Sigh.
You stay classy, Sandy. I'm on
Burgundy. Did you get that? He's attacking my faith. She looks at the prompter, and then
he's attacking my faith.
Looks at the prompter.
Sigh.
That's classic. All right. Well, let's follow up with this this reversal on Trump. So that one. Here we go.
Anyone who tells you that the core issue is the needs of those living here illegally has simply spent too much time in Washington.
And he's obviously talking about Hillary, and backwards he says Hillary evil.
Hillary evil.
That's what she is. She's an evil woman. Okay? And she's gotten caught out, unfortunately for us. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You heard that one okay? Hillary evil?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Here's another good one.
We will begin moving them out day one. As soon as I take office, day one.
He says, now win.
Now win.
Now win.
Yeah.
No win.
Of course, he says America's not winning anymore. That's one of his classic things he's saying. And day one, I'm in office. We will now win. So, once again, classic Classic Trump.
Awesome. Yep. Absolutely. What a great man. If he is allowed to be president, I said this a long time ago. He will go down, quite likely, as one of the great presidents in American history. He could turn this country away from the abyss, away from the cliff, away from certain destruction of what's left of our values, our way of life, our culture, and help preserve what's left and nourish and somehow nurture it back to a semblance of what it was and what we had. Then it's up to us to make it stick.
Yep, you're right. All right, where are we? Next one along, here we go.
I have met with many of the great parents who lost their children to sanctuary cities and open borders. So many people.
And here he says, they washed their soul.
They washed their soul.
They washed their soul.
Oh, yeah, he's feeling their pain.
They washed their soul.
He actually feels it. You can feel him going into it and almost feeling it. It's a very empathetic reversal.
Got it.
All right. Here we go. Next one along.
Now, just so you understand, the police, who we all respect. Say hello to the police.
And here he simply says, helps you.
Helps you.
Helps you.
Speaks for itself.
Helps you.
Now look at the difference between these reversals and Hillary's reversals.
Oh, my God. Black and white.
Chalk and cheese. Hillary's all over the place.
Yeah.
She's climbing. She's got psychological issues. And Trump's, his reversals are nice and straightforward.
Yeah.
It helped you.
Oh,
now
yeah.
Now we free this mess. Okay? So it's just classic. Classic Trump. You know, if
the
you
guy,
ever doubt Trump, just go and look at his reversals, folks. It's all you got to do. Okay?
You know, and we heard that. I heard that whispering, and we were right. The guy walked up and again told her what to do. The woman is incompetent.
Yeah.
She can sit up there and spew all of these recorded little sound bites. That's not a problem. But she's reading the teleprompter. She's repeating what someone is telling her. Man, this is scary. Scary stuff. And the lying, I've never lied inside my head. That's all she does is lie inside. That means her subconscious mind is corrupted.
Yeah, you know, watching her speeches, everything she accuses Trump of is what she herself is doing.
It's classic reverse projection. Classic.
I know. It's just classic. I listen to her speaking, attacking Trump, and going, "Woman, you're talking about yourself. This is crazy talk. This is crazy stuff." I mean, gee whiz, she's going to start World War III with Russia, and she talks about Trump, who's warmongering. I don't think so. It's the other way around.
I agree 100%. I am. Look, the woman is. She is not competent. Mentally, intellectually, functionally, look at the bathroom break in the earlier primary event. She's got the huge coats she wears to it's been suggested she's hiding medical devices under there. She travels in a black van, a big black van that is in, it looks like an emergency room on wheels is inside. The black handler is in there with her. So is Huma. It's getting crazy. Do you think she can get through 3 2-hour debates? I
don't think so. I think we're going to see a meltdown in the first debate, quite frankly.
Well, they'll keep her pumped up with, when she takes a bathroom break, she'll get shot up with something. They'll keep her skating from high to high to high with pharmaceuticals. Let's just keep it at that. And so, we'll see. But that thing in Reno, in Truckee Community College, scary stuff, folks.
Yeah.
Really scary.
All right, here's Trump again.
There are at least 23 countries that refuse to take their people back after they've been ordered to leave the United States, including large numbers of violent criminals. They won't take them back.
And I don't know what he means by this. He says, yes, did I need Bill?
Yes, did I need Bill?
Yes, did I need Bill?
I presume Bill Clinton.
Yes, did I need Bill?
No, no, he's not saying Bill. He's saying deal.
Oh, deal?
The art of the deal. The art of the deal. Deal.
All right, let's play it.
Yes, did I need Bill?
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, did I need Bill?
You're absolutely right.
Yes, did I need Bill?
Yeah, it is deal. It's definite D. Yeah, okay. Did I need deal? I wonder what he means by that.
Play the forward again. Maybe we can figure it out.
Yeah, all right. So here's the forwards.
There are at least 23 countries that refuse to take their people back after they've been ordered to leave the United States, including large numbers of violent criminals. They won't take them back.
Yes, did I need deal?
Yes, did I need deal?
Huh. Yes, did I need deal? Yes, did I need deal?
He's going to need to make somehow deals with these countries. Position of strength, I don't think he's going to negotiate much. He'll tell them what the terms are, and they're going to have to take it, or he'll just cut off their visas, cut off all foreign aid, all subsistence to them. Anyway.
Yep, all right. All right, next one along.
They won't take them back, so we say, okay, we'll keep them. Not going to happen with me, folks. Not going to happen with me.
He said, they had a gun. The people.
I have it done, my people.
I have it done, my people.
Yeah, they're violent criminals.
I have it done, my people.
Exactly what he's saying, yeah.
Exactly what he's saying, forwards. Yeah, yeah, totally congruent. All right, okay. Now we've got, this is from a some remix that was done on YouTube or something. Here we go.
Bing, 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 bong. Bong. Hello, you people know a lot about trucks.
Some crazy thing, and Trump says, I love all the people. You hear that there?
Sure do, yeah. Yeah. He just really does love this country, and he loves people, good people. There's no other way to interpret it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, yep. He was talking about funding ISIS. Saudis funding ISIS.
I would bomb the shit out of them. I would just bomb those suckers. And that's right. I'd blow up the pipes. I'd blow up the refinery. I'd blow up every single inch. There would be nothing left. And you know what? You'll get Exxon to come in there in 2 months. You ever see these guys, how good they are, the great oil companies? They'll rebuild that sucker brand new. It'll be beautiful. And I'd rig it, and I'd take the oil.
And here it just simply says, I'll banish your mob.
Banish your mob.
Yeah.
Banish your mob.
That's he's talking about ISIS. I'll banish him, you know, I'll banish you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Let's go and have a look at some on Tarek Farag.
All right, Dr. Farag is a nuclear physicist, born in Egypt, went to the University of Alexandria, graduated with honors. In the field of nuclear physics, Dr. Farag has a number of patents that he has developed. He was born in Egypt, but he is not Islamic. He's Egyptian of a different faith, but he grew up with Islamic faith. People all around him suffered because he was not a member of Islam. He knows what he's talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So here we have the first one.
I can tell you the Christians in Egypt are living a hell all these years.
Talk about Christians living in hell all these years, and he says evil rot.
Evil rot. Evil rot.
Nice and clear.
Yeah. He's talking about Muslims. He's a Christian, is what he is.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got that. Yeah. Okay. Next one. Next one along.
So they went to the police station, filed the police report that this will happen. Instead of the police coming to protect them, they came searching their home.
Okay, so he came searching them, but the reversal says, but there's no evil.
But there's no evil. But there's no evil.
No, nothing for the cops to find.
Right, exactly right. That's exactly what he's saying. Yeah, yeah. I was really struck by how clear his reversals are. Like he is the very first one on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me on your show.
He simply says, you better forgive it.
You better forgive it.
Nice and clear.
You better forgive it.
I just think he's being gracious backwards.
Absolutely, yeah, sure. It's going to be a strong program, and you better forgive it in advance. It's coming. I'm going to tell the truth.
He certainly does.
Yeah.
Right. So next one along.
The same story happening over and over again. So for the people that say there are peaceful Muslims or these countries, are these the kind of people you want to bring to the United States?
And here he says another war with that.
You do that, you got another war. That's what you're going to get.
Yep, you read it the same way I read it. That was exactly the way I read it too. Alright, next one along.
Let us talk about the United States.
Yeah.
There is a fact that people don't realize it. The Constitution of the United States does not recognize Islam as a religion.
And here he says, the people have a reason. I'm not too sure what he means by that, but anyway. Nice and clear. Let's listen to the thought again.
Let us talk about the United States.
Yeah.
There is a fact that people don't realize it. The Constitution of the United States does not recognize Islam as a religion.
Oh, so he's saying the people of America have a reason. The Constitution doesn't reckon Islam as a reason. We don't have to let them in.
Correct.
Yeah, that would seem to be...
What did he say? Let's hear it in reverse. That's, I think you got it.
Yeah, the people have a reason.
We've got a reason.
Yeah, we've got a reason.
He's saying the people have their reason. It's very quick. There.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. You got good ears for this, Jeff. You want to, in your spare time, become a reverse speaker.
Yeah. Now, this is so much, it's fascinating. Just fascinating.
All right, here we have an interesting, I've got a few I want to play on him. We're running out of time. Let me play this one. Here we go.
We can run over.
Right. The peaceful teaching of Islam when Islam was a minority were very weak.
Here he said, all the blank was Satan. Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's nice and clear, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he's just telling the truth. I mean, that's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Unreal. Oh. Do you know that every Muslim who has had a near-death experience or whatever you want to call it, an NDE, one of them have gone they have never gone to their paradise. Nothing. They've all gone to hell. They all describe hell, burning in hell, burning. It's awful. And you can find that on YouTube video. Is Muslims near death experiences, and they're all the same. They do not go to where they're told they're going, paradise with all these virgins. No, they go to hell and they burn.
Wow, that's pretty intense. So let's play that. Let's play that reversal again. All the blank was Satan. Wow. Yeah, been quite some amazing reversals tonight, Jeff, haven't they?
They're just stunning. Yeah.
Yeah, they're great
just
ones.
Amazing. We can go two more minutes if you got anything. Otherwise, we'll wrap it. But
yeah, I'll just let me play one last reversal and then we'll wrap it.
90% are actually very highly potentially terrorists.
And he said they feel, so they feel a shed in the army.
So let me listen to the army.
And again.
So let me listen to the army.
You know, because they've got a place in their own army to fight. Okay?
Got it. Yeah. 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 Well, good for Dr. Farag. I knew the guy was special, and what an honorable man. Just, yeah, he's Christian. He grew up. Islam is not an organized, correct, by Western definition, religion. It's a cult. It will not assimilate into the Western way of doing life. It can't. It can't. Because if you do, if you turn your back on Islam, you're marked to be executed. You're to be killed. This is historical. This is what the Quran says. You do not leave the religion. Anybody caught trying to leave Islam is supposed to be killed. That's what he said. Even Dr. Farag said it. Well, wow. Well, congratulations. That was a stunner.
Yep. Good on you, Jeff. Thanks for having me, as always.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just amazing. You can put those... We'll have those up for all of you to listen to. They're on. They'll be on reverse speech as well. I mean, you could put five or six of those most damning Hillary pieces together as a special story, and I'll link to them if you want. Whatever you want to do.
I can make up a video.
There you go. I would do that.
All right, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Jeff. No worries.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night. All right. Wow. That was really something. And, you know, if you don't buy into reverse speech, just keep your mind open a little bit. Do a little more research. If it works for you, fine. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I've been listening to it for 23 years now, and it is amazing. And you heard some stunning things. We got Hillary again repeating what her instructions are. It's just stunning. Okay, scary too. It's Friday night, and that means the weekend is at hand, and wherever you are, here, there, or anywhere, 3 days. Even in Canada, they have Labor Day on Monday. So enjoy yourselves, take care, be safe, and we'll be back with you. I think we're going to try and go live Monday night. Hope to see you then.